Well, for anyone who wants, Zach, for everyone who wants, let's do a little bit on ism. So I'll just make two. We've been doing more of the broad points, so let's try to pay a little bit of attention to some of the letters, like the actual like detailed expressions in Hellenism. So just because sometimes it's worth paying attention to the details, just to focus on two. So one, there are different nuschaot in the middle of Alanisim where it says lahashkicham toratecha ulahaviram mechukei. In some nuschaot for parallelism, right, they do have lahashkicham mitoratecha ulahaviram mechukei ritzonecha with a mem from both, right, to make you forget from your Torah, whatever exactly or however you would render that in English, and to make you and to remove you from your mitzvot. But let's assume that you have our girsa, which is what many of the Rishonim in fact do have. So why would you distinguish between them, right? Why would you say lashkicham toratecha ulahavira mechukei ritzonecha rather, right? The Avudraham suggests that it's being that the that Alanisim here is being quite careful to reflect the story as it happens. And the Avudraham writes, right? So he says, the Girsa as we have it is correct, both in the texts, in the manuscripts of Rav Saadja Gaon and Rav Meir and the Marmi Rotenberg. And he says the reason is because by the Torah, the Greeks wanted us to forget the Torah in its entirety, right? Didn't want us to study Torah. But that's not true by mitzvot. By mitzvot, they didn't actually forbid all mitzvot. Lavira mechuke ritzonecha, right? From among the mitzvot, they made us transgress. Ki avru Torah chalfu chok shegazru aleihem gzar shloi kamar rosh chodesh shabbat umila shehem ikarei Torah, right? So when it comes to the mitzvot, there were some key mitzvot that they forbade, and the learning of Torah in general they didn't want, and therefore it's correctly lashkicham Torah techa, right, to forbid us from learning Torah in general, avira mechu keritzonecha, and only forbid some of the mitzvot. So in that sense, the simple letter mem does reflect the story itself. Okay, that's one detailed point. Another detailed point, and this is from the Rambam. We have many phrases in the middle, Rishayim Biyad Tzadikim, Zeidim Biyad Oskei Toratecha, etc. So I think one of the major questions you have to ask on Rishayim Biyad Tzadikim is who are the Rishayim here, right? And we have two real possibilities. So one possibility is the Rishayim are the Greeks. The other possibility is no, that's right, meaning the other possibility is that it's the Greeks and the Hellenized Jews, or maybe even primarily the Hellenized Jews, right? Because the enemies of the Jews, as we read in Maccabees, were both the Greeks and the Jews who went along with them. So which one is it here? So again, it could plausibly have meant the Jews as well. But this is something that the Rambam wants to reject and go in the direction of Zach, at least partially. And he says, this is in Ma'amar Kiddush Hashem. V'yaduo mashekara al Yisrael b'vein Nebuchadnezzar harasha v'shkom yishay b'bavel sagad l'tzelem milad chanani mishal v'azariah k'mosh amara kalit barach aliyem. Right, he says, we know that in Bavel, right, during Galut Bavel, most people ended up worshipping idols, except for Chanani mishal v'azariah, right? That's the drama in Daniel. And he's using this to explain, you know, his current context with our people who are being forced to convert to Islam. He says, "V'ulam lo ra'inu me'olam mishekaram lo rishayim v'lo goyim v'lo psulei edut v'lo chashav Hashem yirach aleihem avon ovdei avodah zarah b'nei shehem anusim v'chein amru aleihem ha'shalom heim asu lifnim af ani esem lifnim b'mei haman." He says, right, if you follow the Midrashim, even though the Jews in the time of Bavel who were forced to worship Nebuchadnezzar's idol, even though God eventually punishes them, they aren't called Rishaim. V'aduahu kamokein mashakara liYisrael b'malchut Yavan arisha migzeret kashrut verod. And then he moves to Greece. U'michlalan hayushlo yizgor adam et petach beitah k'lidachid l'tazek b'shul mitzvah. Right? During the time of the Greeks, where we couldn't even close our doors, I'm not really sure where he gets that misara from, but so that we weren't be allowed to perform mitzvot in private. V'im kol zeh lo karum chachaminu zecharam l'vracha lo goyim v'lo rishayim v'lo tzadikim gemurim v'tchanu ba'adam v'osivu mechanaka al hanisim ma'ad rishayim b'yad tzadikim. Right, so the Rambam has this fascinating claim that even though at some level they may be responsible for their actions, it's not ideal, right? Still, because it was done under duress, right? Because in the end of the day, the people in the time of the Hanukkah story were not fully free. The Rishayim referred to the Greeks, and the Jews, therefore, are the Tzadikim. Now, it's interesting because this doesn't seem to be historically correct, right? The Rambam's assertion that basically all the Jews who were following the Greeks were doing it of their own, were not doing it of their own volition, were doing it under some sort of coercion, which leads him to think that Rishayim is the Greeks and the Tzadikim are the Jews as a whole. I think if you actually read the Book of Maccabees, right, it's more likely that that is not the right rendering. Maybe that's true of the Jews who felt pressured, but the Jews who downright celebrated embrace of the Hellenized culture, I think, you know, that even within the Rambam's model, when you actually look at the history, this seems to be less likely. But at least we should be aware of the problem and understand the different possible ways of reading it.